With fines starting at $250, some residents are concerned the new law could micromanage a problem that doesn't need additional legislation.
The animal owner has to deal with an animal control officer, and dealing with any kind of authority isn't always pleasant at times, even if the person is being very professional.
But Buffalo Common Council member Joel Faroletto says the people who would be enforcing this would use discretion.
If people are concerned about neighborly disputes and trying to call the police on neighborly disputes, I would not be concerned about that. At the end of the day, the enforcement has the ability to use discretion on this.
Faroletto says a large part of this amendment is going to have a proactive educational component. The Buffalo Common Council and the SPCA are working with the city clerk's office. People who have dogs are licensed with the city, so they'll be looking to do outreach when people register their dogs. Erie County SPCA President Gary Willoughby says they want to use this as a pilot project before eventually branching into suburban communities.
We started our work way back in 1867 in Buffalo. They were our first partner. Buffalo was the second city in the United States to have an animal welfare organization in its midst, so we felt that this had to be the place to start.
If the amendment passes next Wednesday, the law will go into effect at the beginning of next year. Nick Lippa, WBFO News.